deep, deep into Sesshin, your practice is strong. Even those of you who may have started out rather slow, not able to get right with it somehow, you are now well aware that even without outside pressure and encouragement, you can practice strongly. You are taking responsibility for your own practice. You have made the commitment to give your all to this one doing. This one doing. Don't look off. So your practice is becoming strong. There are some of you here who are not without the will to practice. You have the will to practice. And when you're in good condition, you're able to do this one doing, to continue this one doing. But you tend to get very caught up in your own ideas, grasping your thoughts and memories, and you let yourself get pulled around by these thoughts, and that renders you unable to continue a pure, straight-on practice. Someone has asked me, with what aim, what intention is it important to practice? They ask me about the key to Zazen Samadhi, how to practice more strongly and maintain that strong practice. This is not a person new to practice. They've been practicing for quite a long time. How would you respond to their inquiry? Would you only be able to say, "That's a good question. I need to hear the answer myself to be reminded again"? If so, how soft and laid back you are. Not knowing the meaning of human life, most people become engrossed in all sorts of pursuits, trivial things that they're completely lost in, because they are unaware of the one important matter, the great work of awakening to one's true self. Not even in their dream do so very many beings imagine that such a great matter exists, that such important work can be done with this human body, with this life. The inability to meet with the teaching may continue for countless lifetimes. So there's a continuing inability to appreciate this life which we receive, and a continuing inability to repay our debt of gratitude, a continuing inability to know gratitude. This results in planting ever more seeds of ignorance, which must be reaped according to the law of inevitability of cause and effect. Even though there is intimate communication between Buddhas and sentient beings, karmic inevitability is a given. So there is continuing karmic accumulation of certain types. Lost on dark paths of ignorance, we wander through the six worlds. From dark path to dark path, when shall we be freed from birth and death? hearing this, how do you feel? Does it strike a chord of understanding? Can you relate to this? Or do you immediately think, no, I don't know about that. Now, I just feel so blessed to be alive. Thanks to the inner harmony, the interdependence of the total universe, I am alive. Everything in the universe is working together, dedicating itself, heart and soul, so that I am nurtured and protected. Life is bright. Life is dear. Life is a boundless, priceless, perfect jewel. Is this the way you see life? You've been born as a human being, so you can attain this understanding. Thanks to everything, I have this life. When you can finally understand things in this way, then we can finally call you human. You are indebted deeply to each and every other human being. There are no enemies. There is no one to be despised. When you cannot help but feel deeply connected, deeply indebted to all persons, all beings, we can finally say that you are human. This is not an idealistic view. I have known even 4-year-olds who are with this mind, aware of deep connection with others, grateful for blessings they receive, and who live their lives with this in mind. And I know 60-something-year-olds who still hold themselves to be dearest in the world, with no time to consider others, spending their days trying to have it easy, to eat good food and arrange everything to suit comfortably themselves. It's the old, if I can just get what I want, I'll be satisfied syndrome. But you, sitting here now, committed to this session, this practice, you already sense that, you already know that those who do zazen even once wipe away immeasurable crimes. Where are all the dark paths then? To do zazen one time. That is not to say a half-baked or lukewarm stab at zazen, of course. It's not a mere mockery of zazen or empty lip service. And just the mere will or wish to be able to do zazen is not enough. Rather, this one time of zazen is body and mind cast off, forgotten. Just set aside your body and mind, forget about them, and throw them into the house of Buddha. Then all is done by Buddha. If you are to do one time of zazen, of true zazen, you must commit yourself to set aside body and mind, to forget about body and mind. I think you have all made the decision to do just this. I will let go. I will bravely let go of the beggar's mentality to which I've so long been clinging. Me, mine. Do you still question, where am I to drop this whole complex of stuff? Throw body and mind into the house of Buddha. And where is the house of Buddha? Don't look off. It requires one simple resolution on your part. The house of Buddha is always and forever, anywhere and everywhere. The house of Buddha is heaven and earth. The house of Buddha is universal and complete. There is nowhere which is not the house of Buddha. The house of Buddha is boundless, immeasurable. You must make up your mind that the house of Buddha is everywhere. It is right here, now. There is nowhere which is outside the house of Buddha. You must willingly, ungrudgingly, cleanly entrust body and mind to Buddha. Have you been able to do this? You know, I'm answering the question that you ask me. How can I strengthen my practice? How can I cut through discriminating mind? How can I practice purely, pure Tante practice? Just this one doing. How can I keep up a strong practice? One doing, just one doing. I'm giving you the key now. What do you make of it? Resolve to throw body and mind into the house of Buddha. Does my answer cause you further doubt or displeasure? It really does require one single resolution from you. Or do you choose to finish out your life as you live it now? Pampering yourself, taking great care of your selfish mind, self-centered, dissatisfied. You know, of course, that you will never be satisfied this way. You will never find peace of mind and self-indulgence. As long as you continue to shoulder the load of ego idea, you will only continue to sow the seeds for regret. So, with all good grace, set aside body and mind. Forget about them. Throw them into the house of Buddha. Everything is all right. Everything is always, now, here. This is the wellspring that you can depend upon. Can throw everything into this. When you throw everything into the house of Buddha, then all is done by Buddha. It is a mystery, a miracle, beyond thought. But when you do throw body and mind into now, here, the house of Buddha, you become able to continue a pure practice, just this one doing. Just this one doing. A practice which is very willing and ready, decisive, spontaneous, and wholly free from your small picking and choosing. Please believe me, for this is certain. Do it and see for yourself. All that is required is your one decision, your one resolution. If you follow this, all is done by Buddha. If you do not let go, you won't receive the guidance of Buddha, or even as you do receive Buddha guidance, you won't be able to follow it. There always remain questions of how am I supposed to do this? You won't understand the teaching. You're unable to get it together to just do it. You're unable to receive and accept and carry out the teaching. It's perhaps strange to you, but no matter how lacking in education and learning and mental and intellectual capabilities, no matter how socially inept, no matter how physically or mentally or financially poor one may be, all is well. Everything is good. Everyone is perfectly, equally endowed with the treasure of original self. So there's only one thing for you to do. You have only to make your one decision, your one resolution. Perfectly endowed with original mind, I will exhaust, dedicate myself ungrudgingly. You may wonder, can you really say that practice boils down to making that one commitment, being able to practice boils down to this? Based on my belief in Buddha mind, I must give myself ungrudgingly. Yes, I can answer you easily and certainly because I've experienced it myself. I speak only out of my own experience. My own teacher told me at the beginning very forcefully and in no uncertain terms, you must cast off body and mind, forget about them, practice just as I instruct you, and you will see for yourself that I do not lie. You will awaken to your true self. Do it. I was able to obediently follow his teaching, to say yes. Of course, it's not enough to give lip service, to make a resolution in words only. It is only the yes which is backed up by actual practice that is truly yes. When you follow this, do the practice, continue to do just this one doing. When you follow this, you are free from birth and death and become a Buddha without effort or calculation. Doing. Your doing. I don't give a blow-by-blow account of my practice for you to follow, because if you're not ready for it, really ready, that kind of stringent practice is not for you. Well, actually, if you were to practice just exactly as I did, confess and purify in great repentance, and practice with utter sincerity, totally without fabrication, you would not regret it. But here I will urge you to understand the reality of karmic inevitability. If you throw down everything, you receive everything. Let go, and all is yours. You cannot be superficial in your practice. You cannot be deceptive anyway. The truth is revealed in your very every movement, in the light of your eyes. Someone was just here at the temple. I hardly had time to even see them because of Sesshin. I'm sorry I couldn't give them lay ordination at least. Anyway, they came here, a descendant of the founder of this temple, the Lord Takeda. The last in that lineage was killed by the warlord Hideyoshi, and his wife pleaded for the life of their three children. The children were allowed to live. Of course, their names were changed. Their lives were completely altered. Anyway, a descendant of one of those children just came here today. This person just showed up and gave a very large offering to the temple, very ungrudgingly giving, completely unasked. As you are giving, with your practice, ungrudgingly. This sometimes happens. People who have some connection with the temple suddenly turn up and give offerings very unselfishly, even in these times of economic slump. For most people regard material things as treasures. But you know that you are here to realize the treasure of all treasures, eternal beyond conditions. And you will meet with the genuine. You will. Nothing can harm it. But everyone is so caught up in various games, concerned with gain and loss. There's so often a sense that one person's gain is another's loss. In truth, this is not so. Do you want to continue to be immersed in winning and losing, happy when you win, down when you lose? This is not somebody else's game. Everyone is repeating this way of living, this mind state. How long will you keep on with it? Truth is handed to you. Right here. Truth is being pointed out to you over and over. Even so, even when you're warned and scolded, you still don't open your eyes. If you don't meet with truth in this life, now, when will you ever? If you don't get serious about it now, when will you ever? How can I get serious? How can I practice in earnest? You have asked. Believe with all your heart in this one important matter. Have faith that truth is right here, now, for you to know, for you to realize. There is nothing important outside this one matter. That's true. Awaken and see for yourself. You can see for yourself. And then you will know that I'm telling it like it is. This life is enough. Always abundant. Always plenty. Just as it is. But until you awaken, you will be trying always to rely upon what cannot be relied upon. It's very dangerous. You are, right here, able to sit this session. You are here, sitting now. You have this opportunity, now. Pour yourself ever more earnestly into this doing, nobly, with ever more urgency, do this one doing. Do this one doing with humility, please. I pray that you will continue your practice with perfect care, total attention. Don't be careless. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.